This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Saturday. It's Saturday.
Nichiyobi.
Is that Japanese for Saturday?
Hi.
See, I cannot conduct a podcast one-sided in Japanese.
Konnichiwa.
Shush. It's Saturday because we're doing Saturday supplements this week because we've got more important things to do on a Sunday. Which means I'm Mike Reed and you're Sarah Green in a reference that you're either too young or too American to understand.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Oh, God. That sounded like you're saying orgasm or something.
Oyaki desu ka?
How do you know so much Japanese?
Because in the Saturday paper this week, you see, they were giving away languages for the 21st century. Japanese. It even teaches you how to bow.
I saw a thing in the paper about bowing.
Dozu.
It's about how genuine the head of Toyota was in his apology. Because apparently you can judge how genuine someone is by their depth of bow.
Well, it's the more respect. Apparently, in traditional Japanese restaurants and very formal situations, people will kneel and bow.
What if your name is Neil Bow?
Bow! Bow, 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 bow,
bow. But if your name was Neil Bow, you'd get really confused.
Well, not really, because you're confusing a word with an action.
Right.
And Neil Bow doesn't mean bow in like Japanese. Neil Bow actually is a type of chocolate noodle.
It does actually sound like it could be a Japanese word, Neil Bow.
Yeah, but it would be Neil Bow like that.
Yeah.
Slightly more racist, really. That's
well,
that's how I'd pronounce it. Slightly more racist, but there we go. It's very difficult because all of the syllables have got equal stress.
Yeah.
So when you say thank you, so arigato, you don't say arigato like that, which is what an English person would do. We'd say thank you or thank you.
Yeah.
We wouldn't say thank you.
Well, you might if you were Sean Bean doing his O2 voiceovers.
Oh, God. Dave Gorman's doing home base ones. It's really odd because I don't associate Dave Gorman with any proficiency in DIY.
And Jason Manford's doing the Churchill ones.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Let's not get into Churchill impressions because that would involve me flopping my cock out and going, "We will find them on the beaches." That's my Churchill impression. It involves my penis, you see. That's what I was getting at.
Mushy, mushy.
So, did you get a Sunday newspaper?
No, I didn't. I got a Saturday one.
Oh,
like you told me to.
Damn it. I knew I'd done something wrong.
And I got The Guardian.
The Guardian. You didn't get The Guardian. The Guardian was in your house, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. I bought it.
Oh, okay.
I went out and bought it.
I got The Times.
Why?
Because that's pretty much the only other paper on a Saturday that has supplements.
But its supplements are rubbish.
A what? And your Japanese thing isn't?
I got more than that. I got like loads of stuff. But the Japanese thing is pretty cool.
I had Rice Krispies for breakfast. And as Kramer says on Seinfeld, that's East meets West.
I had Ready Breck, which is pretty much Scotland meets Scotland.
It's pretty much Scotland spunking all over the rest of the world.
Oi! Nothing wrong with Scottish spunk.
There is. It's really oaty and thick.
It's central eating for kids, I think I find. And not the spunk. We're talking about red meat, Breck, not spunk.
Yeah.
I'm not accusing the Scottish of that sort of thing. I was up in Scotland earlier this week and it's very nice. So there. It's very nice.
Time to cut things out and keep them in a weird, convoluted and completely arbitrary, made-up segment that we use in order to somehow segue into at least the contents of the paper, even though we tend to not talk too much about the contents of our papers.
Well, no, we don't want to, like, divert from the actual point of this podcast, which is to reveal your idiocy.
I thought it was to massage your vanity.
No, it's to reveal your idiocy. I mean, to be fair, it does both in a very, very substandard manner. But hey, listen, readers, it's free. Shut up.
It actually just massages both our idiocies.
I don't have an idiocy.
You do.
I have an isosceles.
You're not a triangle.
I have a triangle and it's a very special place.
Stop referring to your lady cavities.
They're not lady cavities. They're vajayjays.
Vajayjays?
Vajuicies.
Vajuicies. You can't call your lady parts vajuicies.
I can call it a vajuicy if I want to.
Right. I'm strumming my verjuicy. Doesn't work.
I'm strum a verjuicy.
Why not? What do you do with it? Juice it, I suppose. Oh, right, okay. This leads nicely into mine. 20 dangerous things you should let your children do.
Hang on, this was familiar. This is familiar. We've done this before. This has been in the papers before now. I remember reading it.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, it was about giving a kid a penknife and how it was fine as long as you stroke them away from the body.
Yeah.
Because I had a penknife when I was a kid. And yeah, I bet it's the same, but I bet this is one of those circular ones.
It's actually based on a YouTube film, which became a book. So it's quite possible that it's promoting that.
We covered this ages ago and it was in my paper, so I win. But yeah, no. Talk about it.
Well, I could have done... I was going to do a different article.
No, do this one. I want
to know that. Oh, fine. All right. Number one is play with fire. You should let your children play with fire.
It is fun, especially when they scream.
But it has a warning on it. Fire produces smoke and is unhealthy when burning you.
Oh, that's a shame.
Remember, once you start a fire, you're responsible for it until it is completely cold, much like us with this podcast.
I wouldn't compare this podcast to a fire. That implies a lot more action than actually takes place.
It produces a lot of hot air.
Exactly. It's not really so much that sort of reaction. It's sort of something like an Alka-Seltzer in some water. That's the sort of level of reaction rather than the carbon fusing with oxygen. It's not really that. It's more sort of just generally releasing fizz.
Is there a sexual act where you insert an Alka-Seltzer into a verjuicy?
I hope not. Mainly as well because Alka-Seltzer is numbing.
Is it?
I think so, because it's got a bit of aspirin, so if you've got a sore throat as well, it deals with that. So you just end up numbing your verjuicy, and there's no point in having a numb verjuicy, because then you don't know where you're sitting.
Right, there's 20, so you can choose one, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, how about number 17?
Construct a flying machine.
What, for a child?
Yep.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Can you imagine?
You need a dry cleaner bag, a hairdryer, scissors and transparent tape.
Isn't that how that family in America got into a lot of trouble?
It's Balloon Boy all over again. Spread the bag out so that it can inflate easily, insert the hairdryer into one of the holes and turn on. Hopefully bag isn't a euphemism for an old woman in this case.
That's quite an interesting article, Simon. What was the other one you were going to talk about, just in case that we have time to cover
it? It was about how alcohol affects your sleep patterns.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. In a word. I could have written that article much more efficiently than they.
I find just before like I go to sleep, one glass of wine is really sort of like ugging.
No, that's bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Any alcohol before sleep is bad.
Well, yeah, because you wake up with it going, I need, you know.
Partly that, but also it affects your actual sleep cycle.
All right.
You don't tend to enter REM sleep.
Interesting. I just don't like, you know, that horrible thing where you've had too much alcohol and you wake up in the night and you're really, really thirsty and your verjuicy's gone all pruny. It's just not good.
So what's your cut out and keep this week?
The end is nigh.
Is it?
Well, no, not really. We know which end we've both been talking through. Anyway, so this is the random generator. And it says, want to make your own planet-crushing apocalyptic disaster movie?
Yes, I do.
Peter Cushwell pushes the panic buttons to show you how. So what they've done is they basically got every single disaster plot they can and they've randomised them. So you have to give me a number between 0 and 9,999 and it will come up with a plot. So give me a number between those.
7,236.
Okay, so 7,000, so it's number 7. It's 2012 and the Mayans say it's going to happen and they're nice. Always right. 200 and what was it?
36.
Okay, 200. Who's going to do it to us? And this is gigantic mutant lizards invading the metropolises.
Nice.
Who is going to save us all? And it was 36, you said.
Yeah.
So a maverick zoologist with Asperger's. And how will they pull it off? By setting off a nuclear device in the Earth's core. That always seems to work.
Nice. I want to do another one. Right.
Okay.
2000.
Okay. Why is the world going to end? God is annoyed with us constantly messing up.
900.
What's it going to do to us? Screaming death in a hellish tidal wave of liquid fire.
12.
Who's going to save us all? A maverick geologist with no social life at all. And how will they pull it off? By nuking Russia before they do it to us first.
Wow, I like that.
It's good fun, isn't it?
That is pretty good. Hang on, let's combine our two number things. You do a number, I'll do a number, and we'll come up with a film. So if you pick a number from mine, we'll have a title.
Okay, number 6.
Number 6. Burn things with a magnifying glass. In which number four.
Just your basic common nuclear apocalypse.
With a magnifying glass.
Nice. My favourite one is who's going to save us all? And number nine is not the bloody US military, that's for sure.
Ooh, scathing satire from The Guardian.
And also one of the solutions of how they're going to pull it off is by assassinating Roland Emmerich.
Oh, quite right. I'd cave the man's head in with a spade if I could.
Yeah.
Have I literally just threatened to kill a man and recorded myself doing it?
There's also another one is how they threatened to pull it off, which is by making Morgan Freeman president on the understanding that he never dies.
So hang on, you just brushed over the fact that I've just threatened to kill a man.
Yeah, I'm trying to like not associate myself with your murderous plans. Also, be hilarious you trying to kill someone. You just end up crying.
It's time to play Article or Farcical then. This is where Izzy will read out four article titles, and it's my job to tell which one she has ensconced in her verjuicy.
I usually explain how it works.
Yeah, but I wanted to use the word verjuicy.
Don't talk about my verjuicy in front of people. It's a shameful thing.
It's a shameful thing. It's like talking about my man blobs in front of my gran.
Your man blobs?
Yeah.
That's not as good as verjuicy.
Well, you put your man blobs in a verjuicy and make a terrible mess.
No.
All right, fine. Just play article or farcical then. Just berate me in as many different ways as you possibly can.
I'm just disappointed, really. Yeah. So, if you've never played before, you have to guess which one I've made up. And I don't care that Simon's already explained that to you because I know you can't trust him because he comes up with phrases like man blobs. Right. So, which are articles, which are farcicals? Simon, are you ready?
No.
Article number one. Volkswagen. Or Volkswagen. Rather.
As in, that's an electric car?
Yes.
Right. Does it stop? Does it have braking facilities?
I imagine.
Does the accelerator pedal jam?
No, it's not a Toyota. It is, in fact, a Volkswagen, and it's not even made yet.
So it's, we could make this car, but we might not.
Well, yeah, it's like the planned future of the, yeah, whatever.
It's a concept car.
Yeah, but it's a pun. Volkswagen. So Volts as in Voltaire the French philosopher. Number two. We survived the bubonic plague.
Right. Did we?
Well, I mean, our ancestors must have done, or at least died after having kids.
I haven't got any ancestors.
Oh, that would explain a lot.
No, wouldn't it? It would ask a lot of questions, actually.
That would explain a lot.
What would it explain?
Well, it'd explain why you don't really fit in anywhere.
No, that's just because I'm little.
Well, no, that should make you very easy to fit in. I mean, an overhead storage bin, there you go. Okay, number three, what I see in the mirror. With Hugh Dennis.
Well, I bet you see Hugh Dennis.
Possibly, yes.
Haven't we done a thing, What I See in the Mirror?
It's a regular feature, and normally they get a very pretty woman to do it. But in this case, they've got Hugh Dennis.
You're saying Hugh Dennis isn't a pretty woman?
I am exactly saying that. Nor is he a female prostitute.
It's the 20th anniversary of that film this week.
Is it really?
Yes.
I don't care.
And my paper was being very snooty about it.
Was it?
Yes.
I didn't really... I mean, I didn't see it until, like, video and much later.
Yeah.
But I didn't,
It's
you
about
know.
A prostitute.
Yeah, who sleeps with Richard Gere.
He pays her to be with him.
Yeah.
And then falls in love. It's the American dream. It's like Rocky, but for women who have sex for money. And finally...
Basin Instinct.
And that is about Sharon Stone in a sink.
I wish. No, it's about some sort of cookery thing.
They've actually missed a trick. It should have been Basin InSync.
Nice.
See?
Yeah. And that would have been about InSync's bathroom. InSync being a band.
Is NSync any relation to N-dubs?
Don't know. Or the N-word. Gordon Ramsay never got that show going.
No,
N-word.
That was a very different Gordon Ramsay show, in fact.
He smeared Marmite all over his face.
On which libelous note, Volkswagen, was it the motor show this week? I haven't seen any other motor show type articles much this week, so I might sort of put that in the maybe column. Bubonic Plague and What I See in the Mirror, I think, are true, and Basin Instinct is a maybe too. So I am going to toss up between Basin Instinct and Volkswagen.
Why do you always assume that I go for the puns? What are you saying about me that I'm so unimaginative that I come up with silly puns?
I am going to say... Volkswagen or Basin Instinct? Oh, I don't know.
Pick.
Pick.
I'll tell you, Simon.
What?
When I made up, It's base and instinct.
Right. That was what I was going to say.
Was it?
No.
Yeah, you were.
No, I'm saying base and instinct is the farcical.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we will go through it by just jumping to the fact that Simon is wrong.
Off.
Wrong. I lied. I'm a naughty girl. And I made up Volkswagen, so...
See, I was right in the sense that it was one of those two. Admittedly, at the start, I could have said it's one of those four and still have been right.
Yeah.
But I halved it.
Didn't halve it.
Did halve it. I halved it like a peach.
And choked on a stone.
Which one? Keith or Mick?
Why do you always go for the Rolling Stones? I could have meant Stone Roses.
Hmm? Yeah, but I don't know the names of the Stone Roses. My witty retort to that would have been, which one? Which is less effective as a joke.
Mushy, mushy. Some people use our lovely podcast as a sleeping aid. When that comes on, they're going to get up and hit their head against whatever it is they'll hit their head against, which is near their bed. Probably... their suit of armour.
Who has suits of armour by their beds?
Our readers, they're very refined.
What? No! If any reader of this podcast has a suit of armour by their bed, I will replace my man blobs with a Vajusi.
I think people just... you don't have to send in any evidence. Just email us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com and say that, one, you want to see pictures of Simon's Vajusi because you have a suit of armour by your bed.
No, you can't just say you've got a suit of armour by the bed. I need photographic and video evidence.
Everybody, Photoshop pictures of yourselves by... suits of armour. Or just take a photo of yourself in a museum, but wear pyjamas.
That's weird. One of my supplements is someone got pyjamas on and talking about wearing pyjamas. And one of those supplements is Weekend. Another one is Playlist. And the other one is Magazine.
I'll go for Magazine, please.
Magazine. Okay. You can go from page 1 to 82.
I'm going to go for page 31.
31. Oh no, tracky bottoms are back. And do you know what? Weirdly, this was going to be the other cut and keep I could have done. It's the most pretentious, overwritten piece of crap I've ever read.
Really?
No, seriously. It's the whole idea is that tracky bottoms are in for the next season. That's all they need to say. But they say things like... they'll speak just as much to surfer girls down on Newquay Beach as to the teens stationed outside Mackie D's. All straight hair and ringtones. They'll buy theirs from Jack Wills, Abercrombie & Fitch, Bench & Gap. Meanwhile, Lou and her glam gang will stick to the polite oak-coloured marl version by Isabel Morant. They'll wear them with spike heels, as you do if you're cleverly subverting something picked off of the streets and last seen on Vicky Pollard. And she's talking about how it's got to be ironic, but not too ironic. And if you wear a bum bag at the same time, that just, you won't be able to execute that. You won't have the ironic subtleties to do it. It's horrible. It's a vicious piece of shit. And I f***ing hated it. Really, properly hated it. Mostly because it used the words Uggs. And I don't know what Uggs are.
They're those weird sort of type of shoes which look like you've got a normal furry soled in boot, right? And you've just somehow skinned a normal boot and put it on your foot and it's kind of lost its shape.
Oh, I know. Like you've stuck your foot in an inside-out ferret.
It's basically you see them on 20-year-old humanities students and English students wandering around the shops in their pyjamas looking for milk. And being surprised when they don't have enough money to buy the milk and stuffed vine leaves. Right, I've got the guide, Guardian Weekend, family review.
Let's go with the Weekend.
Okay, from 1 to 78.
Let's go with 23.
23. This is the end of an article about Helena Bonham Carter, so it's the final page.
So I love the way you can't say her name. What's her name?
Helena La Bonne Didom de Carty Horse.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Helen Bonham Carter. Helena. Oh, because the thing is, her name's not Helen. It's Helena.
Yes.
So I always think of it as Helen La Burnham Cartier. But she's married to Tim Burton. Well, she doesn't... I don't think... she's been going out with Tim Burton, or she's married to him.
She's
and...
somehow in a relationship with Tim Burton, and she's in a lot of his films.
But she's very good in his films. I mean, she's very suited to the sort of wacky...
Yeah, she's good in... Potter too.
Yeah, she talks a bit about that. She talks about other things. But she did used to go out with Kenneth Branagh.
She did?
Everybody did, I think.
I've been out with Kenneth Branagh.
I think I have too, but it didn't go very well.
It's time for Harm Donga.
Donga.
See, you're trying to sound erotic, but it's not.
The juicy.
Because we know that you've been near Kenneth Branagh.
No, we know that you've been near Kenneth Branagh.
Well, everyone knows that.
Everybody's been near Kenneth Branagh. They follow him around going, "You're not the real Kurt. You're not Wallander. The other guy, the weird, ugly Swedish guy, he's Wallander. He's more Wallander than you are. You're not Wallander."
Except if you haven't seen the Swedish version, he is Wallander.
I really like Wallander, but it's mainly just him constantly getting woken up by his mobile phone.
Yeah.
And some grass.
Right, I've got Slummy Mummy, the Disasters Emergency Committee. This is a completely, obviously made up, attempting to be funny and slightly satirical thing. And it's about this woman who overhears the same women each week talking about something. And they're slummy mummies or yummy mummies or whatever. And they're talking about how there's been a seismic shift and the ground has been lifted out from under people. And it's going to be a horrible upheaval and stuff. And it turns out they're not talking about Haiti. They're talking about the fact that Goldman Sachs may relocate their husbands because of the high tax rate. It actually made me want to puke.
That's really quite cheap.
It's horrible. It's really properly horrible. And I hate it.
Good. So do I. I hate the Times. This is why The Guardian's going to win. I mean, kind of the most laziest article, which could have been really interesting, but just isn't, is What I'm Really Thinking, the burlesque dancer.
Right.
And it's just basically her thinking, now everybody's looking at my ass.
Oh, not disappearing into her own world of thought while she's performing, or even just concentrating on her performance.
No, it's...
I'll bend over and they're looking at my bottom.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm trying to keep a straight face, stay in character, but inside I'm laughing.
Is this a real person?
Apparently so. It's an anonymous one. It's kind of interesting, the fact that she says the best audiences are gay men and the worst audiences are drunk men, straight men, and disapproving women. It doesn't tell you anything. It's just like, well, this fills up this corner of the paper.
Yeah, quite.
It's just filler. It's not Hum Donga, it's Hum Filler.
Filler.
Filler. So, you know, it's just a bit... Ugh.
To be honest, I could have taken most of my paper and put it in the Hum Donga section this week.
I see, I've got some really annoyingly good articles. Interestingly, apparently, the people in the world most likely to survive heart surgery, do you know who they are?
It's got to be people with quite strong hearts. So...
No, nationality.
Oh, I was going to say Braveheart.
No.
Oh.
Well, that'd be Scottish, wouldn't it?
Well, no, it'd be Americanized Australian, wouldn't it?
No,
slightly anti-Semitic.
It's not the Americans and it's not the Australians. It's actually the British.
We got the best hearts.
No.
We've got lion hearts.
We've got love hearts, and they say, I love you. Right, when you go in for heart surgery, you're most likely to survive it if you're in the UK. And that is also without including the fact that most people who have heart surgery in the UK are much iller than they are in Australia or America.
Is this because we have a good health service, or is it just...
We've got, yeah, it's basically our surgeons are really good.
Yay! So, well,
you're a heart surgeon. Well done.
We're number one.
It's a good thing to be number one in. Yeah.
It is a good thing to be number one in.
Yeah. So play the national anthem and take us to the end.
God save our stupid queen. Long live our dirty queen.
Dirty
she
queen?
Takes
you can't say that. She's not dirty.
Chaff.
She might do, but that's no reason to dislike her.
Time then to decide who has the superior supplements this week, and it's me, by a mile.
I don't think it is. I mean, I really don't. I'm not like going, oh, the Times is actually really good this week, but Izzy wants to win. I'm just like, every single article I've brought to the table has been good. Even my Hum Donga wasn't that bad. And you're like, what did you do at the beginning? It was something like an article that I'd already done like weeks and months ago, and then you talked a bit about I don't know what. is just pointless.
Look, the fact that you don't listen to me does not in any way make what I'm saying less interesting. It just makes you impertinent.
I brought to the table 10,000 different plots.
No, you didn't, though. It was like 10 of each.
Which makes up 10,000 plots.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
It's 1 to the power of 4, surely.
No. That implies one plot, and there's definitely more than one plot. There's at least genuinely 9 plots there.
Well, fine. I tell you what, if we create a screenplay out of one of the plots we discussed and sell it, and it gets made by James Cameron and wins an Oscar in 4 years' time, you could win this week's edition of Sunday Supplement.
But that's just too easy. I just think you're a bad loser, Simon. Because you're saying why I shouldn't win, which is that you don't like my maths, which is stupid, right? Why should you win? What have you brought to the table that's fantastic this week?
How to Kill Children. I had an 8-page article about what it's like to be a gay man in the boardroom, which I didn't talk about.
I got a free Japanese phrasebook.
I got Naomi Wolf in her pyjamas.
I got Helena Bonham Carter, even though I can't say her name, in 3 top hats.
I got Glenn Close with her hand in her belt.
I got How We Survived the Bubonic Plague.
Right, well, I think that I win because why? I'm taller than you.
Simon, I'm just so disgusted by you sometimes.
So, the newspaper you should have bought last week was The Guardian.
Yay!
Because it was better than my
it
paper.
Was better.
For once.
I mean, The Guardian, if you're going to go for a Saturday paper, always go for The Guardian. You're not always going to be happy with The Observer on Sunday, but The Guardian on Saturday will see you through.
It'll see your what?
It'll see you through.
Oh. Right, as in run through with a sword. You say The Guardian will kill you.
No. I'm saying it'll see you through Sunday if you don't buy a Sunday paper.
But why would you do that? Why would you not buy a Sunday paper?
Because The Guardian is so good, bitch. Yeah.
Right. So if you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
Get in touch on Twitter, @SighDone, SighDone, or @IzzyLawrence, SizzyLawrence.
Or you could send us the bubonic plague in an envelope.
Yeah, or Facebook.
You can't send the bubonic plague to Facebook. That would be a lot of pustules on a lot of faces.
We could do that.
We should do that, actually, shall we? Let's set the bubonic plague onto Facebook.
You poke people and you get the plague.
Is that how I thought rats did it?
No, it wasn't rats. It was fleas on the rats.
Yeah, there were so many rats because they killed the cats because of witches.
No, they didn't kill the cats because of witches. They killed the cats because they thought the cats were spreading the disease. And cats are easier to kill than rats and dogs. They killed dogs as well.
I like cats. Dogs can f*** off, but I like cats.
I was reading this thing about entertainment in, like, the olden days. And when I say the olden days, I mean, like, 2,000 years ago. What they used to do is they used to get a cat, they'd put it in a cage and set light to it. And they used to hang around and watch it laughing. People are horrid. Personally, I wouldn't do that to a cat. What I'd do to a cat is I'd tickle it under the chin.
And then
I'd record it making the noise that it makes.
Yeah.
And then, basically, next time it's slightly upset, play it back over an amp really loudly so it thinks it's inside a huge mummy cat.
Nice. So, we'll see you next week. Cheerio.
Oh, hang on. I need to work out what goodbye is. Hang on. Where is it? Yeah. Goodbye in Japanese is bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.